Good morning, everybody. Here is Eva Schubert Talks again. Today's topic is about morning rituals. And your happiness starts with, of course, your morning ritual. So let me share with you my morning rituals and as well some tips you can easily apply in your life to really start your day very, very powerful. So the first one is, how do you wake up in the morning? Are you grateful that you wake up? Are you grateful that you can breathe? Imagine you wake up every morning and you can breathe. How wonderful it is! Secondly, and it's also my morning ritual, I start each morning with a squeezed lemon in lukewarm water and drink it. Your intestinal flora will thank you for it. Or for instance, time to time, I take a detox drink. Lukewarm water with lemon, cinnamon, and a bit of honey. It's really perfect to detoxify your body. And what's next is, of course, to start with some fruits or maybe a very light breakfast. For me, it's fruit. It can be for you something different. But taking a smoothie, for instance, squeeze two oranges and put it in a blender together with a banana and a handful of spinach and maybe some ice cubes in it. And it's really powerful drink because spinach is a lot of ferrum and it's good also against fatigue to feel energized. And vitamin C is good against inflammation. And bananas have a lot of magnesium. So it's also good for our energy to empower us. The next is that you start to exercise, and it doesn't necessarily be to exercise every day. I don't do it either. But maybe 5 minutes stretching. Stretching is more important than to sweat in a fitness school every day. So stretch your muscles every day for 5 minutes. It's enough. What could be the next one? You know that we learn from our challenges and from our mistakes. And to make mistakes, it's natural. We all are human beings. So let it go. People who are happy, they don't regret this, and they look forward. They are happy with their present being. They are happy that they are already enough. What could be the next morning rituals? Usually 90% what we do in our daily life is not conscious. And we do on automatic pilot. So when you start to be more mindful and grateful for everything you have, and you make it as a ritual every day, you start to be happier as well. So don't put yourself on automatic pilot every morning. Take time for yourself and maybe practice a bit of spirituality. As what I said, it's enough for 5 minutes. For somebody it's yoga, for the second one is a short walk or stretching or meditation or just practice visualization. It's enough. Put your intention there where you want to be. Put your intention and your thoughts at a direction which really makes you happy. And what's the next one? Our mobile phone. When you wake up, what's the first? What are you reaching for? Your shower or breakfast? Your gratefulness, fitness, or your mobile phone? We are so addicted to our mobile phone that we even don't realize it. Sometimes it's very good to detox your mental state of being and to be for a while without your mobile phone. You know, when I grew up, we did not have any mobile phones, any internet, and somehow we were more free. We played outside like children, and nowadays you don't see it anymore. And what could be next tip for your morning ritual? All of us have dreams and goals. And with these dreams and goals, when we want to be more happy, we also put priorities at these goals and dreams. Priorities and put a focus on it. So when we make our priorities and our choices, so make the right choices which really feels good for you, then you also start to feel happier. And of course, success will not come overnight. And don't wait for somebody else, that somebody else will make you happy. Start from within and take action. You know that we all want to express the highest and truest expression of ourselves as human being, to be happy, to be successful, to be healthy and to be wealthy. So these were some of my tips and as well my own morning rituals, which I also describe in chapter 10 of my first teaching memoir book, which will be published this summer, or I'm really, really proud of. And it's precisely 1 year after the death of my mother, and with a lot of thanks also to her. So let me finish now this podcast with a small touch that health is wealth and wealth is health, as remembering to you that in healthy body is also a healthy soul. And I would like to wish for all of you that this will also apply in your life. Thank you for listening and speak to you next week. Bye-bye.